Welcome to Two Guys and a Question, where Danny Jefferson and Alan Creedy challenge conventional thinking by fielding questions for more than 1,000 subscribers, all in less than 12 minutes an episode.
This is Alan Creedy.
This is Danny Jefferson.
For Two Guys and a Question. So what's the issue today, Danny?
Well, my issue is that I was on, it's just amazing. Tom Anderson, our friend, Funeral Director Daily, we had dinner with him and Mike Squires in Baltimore. Had a wonderful time, had very, very, very good conversation. It had nothing to do with the convention. It had nothing to do with day-to-day funeral stuff. But one of the things that I noticed in one of his columns was there was an acquisition recently. Digital funerals.
Right.
Digital funeral arrangements. And when I say funeral, I say that in a liberal term. Digital disposition of the body.
Okay.
Cremation. They don't see anybody. Everything's done online.
So they don't ever talk to a funeral director?
No.
Okay. So what's your question?
Well, my question is, first off, is it illegal in some states or is it not? I know in Colorado is a whole another story, but this company is based in Oregon.
Well, I honestly don't know, but I think it begets a bigger question. And that question is this where it's going? Are we going to have people making funeral arrangements online without ever interacting with a funeral director. And Danny, I'm going to tell you, I've seen this come and go, not come and go, I've seen any number of efforts to intercede or interdict the market and broker funerals to the market over my 43-year career. Some of our listeners will remember the Paradise Plan. That was one of the first. But there's been others. Everest up in Canada made that effort and so on. So far, they've reached a very, very, very limited audience. So we have to conclude that part of the audience or part of the consumer market is receptive to that. But I don't think it's a very big part. So I'm not overly concerned about it. But I will tell you this, that and other things that are going on in the profession as in terms of experiments would cause me to have this reaction. And that is our efforts at competitive analysis on the local level, we've gone into to shop funeral homes and assess their competitive abilities, have confirmed, reaffirmed, established, foundationally set in my mind that there is an enormous competitive blue ocean out there. Now, a blue ocean is where no one else is trying to compete. And to me, I've never seen the door this wide open. It is phenomenal.
Well, I want to make it clear that we're not saying that the digital is bad.
No.
It's just that when we're talking 50 million, access to 50 million families, that's a very large number. That's, in fact, 38% of the market, according to the article that Tom wrote. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's a market. But there is 129 million families in the United States.
Right.
We can make sure in the funeral industry and the way we are doing things with ceremony and other things, catering services, regardless of whatever it is we're doing, there's a lot of potential, as you said, a blue ocean.
Well, and if you look at all the research that's been published in the last 40 years, and I look at that research, I'm one of those idiots, you will find that prior to a death, people are inclined to tell you they want to talk to their minister, they want to talk to their friends, they want to talk to their family, but they don't want to talk to a funeral director. My experience, going beyond those published reports, has been that when they have a dead body on their hands or imminently have a dead body on their hands, they don't want to talk to anybody else but the funeral director. And they need to talk to a funeral director. Maybe they don't like talking to a funeral director, but that's what they want to do. So having said that, and having done these competitive analyses, the wide open door that I see, and I just phrase it in the way of what I would do, all right? It's really simple, and for the most part, it's free. Although it may cost you a little bit more in part-time help, all right. But let's consider that advertising. I would never let any soul cross my path without making an effort to establish even a limited relationship. It's things that you did, for instance. Every single delivery person, mail person, FedEx, flower delivery person, knew with certainty that they were welcome to use your facilities if they needed them. And that you always gave them a bottle of water and a power bar. And you always greeted them by name. You welcomed them. All right, that's just a small example, because I saw you in restaurants and on the street engaging with people that you didn't even know and exchanging pleasantries. But it somehow, some way, you always let them know who you were. So it was magical to watch. The other thing is you've got the guests of the family. You've got the family themselves. You've got the pastors, all right? And I know you did some special things with pastors. I want you to tell us about that. But, you know, you have all these opportunities that are free to be personable and relational with people. And that will give you more marketing power than any amount of advertising that you can imagine.
Alan, we're going to end this with this. You said that they don't want to, a lot of times they don't want to talk to a funeral director, but at that immediate time when there is a death occurs,
yep,
they do want to talk to a friend. You just happen to be a funeral director.
Well, that's a good way to put it. That's an excellent way to put it.
Yeah.
But Danny, I know we're running out of time. I would really like you to give us two examples of what you did with ministers.
Well, one way of doing it was when you get the car to park in a procession, yep, or leave it on the lot or whatever, you take the minister's key, you take it around the back of the funeral home, and you get it washed.
Yep.
You wash it. You just do that.
You return it clean. Okay.
Right.
Vacuum out.
You can leave small gifts in the front seat of the car,
yeah,
that are specifically designed for the minister. I know when pallbearers, we used to give them fingernail clippers to pallbearers.
Right.
I always thought it was great. I never needed fingernail clippers as long as I could get the salesperson to come, had the funeral home logo on it. Anything that will have them to think when that time comes, they think of you. You can do it.
And we can help.
Remember to send your questions by clicking the link at www.twoguysandaquestion.com. New questions are answered every Tuesday and Thursday at 4:22 p.m. Eastern Time.